It really is quite a lot of reflection in these notebooks that bears on religion. You can see a lot that's concerned with what is the original nature of belief in God. But one of the big issues in religion is the claim that there's no morality without a belief in God. And Darwin goes at this, takes this on, and he will ultimately, in The Descent of Man, develop a full-blown evolutionary ethics that he bases on natural selection. And here you see at least the beginnings of this. He says, may not moral sense arise from our enlarged capacity or strong instinctive sexual, parental, and social instincts, giving rise to do unto others as yourself, love thy neighbor as thyself. Analyze this out. Okay. The core of Western Judeo or Jewish and Christian ethics is love thy neighbor as thyself. Have compassion for the plight of others. Where does that come from? Darwin says. Okay. It comes from our moral sense, which he believes is like our sense of sight or hearing or digestion, capacity for digestion. Morality is an inherent, innate behavioral structure, hereditary, like the brain and mind. And it derives from our social instincts. We are social organisms that live together, and he will later add, I will add in a piece that I think comes in a little bit later, organisms that are social, that have our complex intelligence, our complex intellect, will make this next move, next elaboration of social instincts into the capacity for altruism and the capacity for compassion. I mean, this is a lovely piece of cultural history because, you know, on the one hand, you could say he's importing the ethics of his nation or of his, you know, of his cultural group of Western ethics, love thy neighbor as thyself, and naturalizing and say that is universally true. Ethicists still debate how universally true that is. Some believe it is and some don't. But he's kind of insensitive that there could be any problem with that. In fact, that's the goal. Can you explain that? That's it. And he'll make the claim that natural selection will allow you to do this. Now, he doesn't quite go that far here. He's got not quite discovered natural selection, but he's got this structure where if he could explain any adaptation, he'd apply it to the moral sense as an adaptation. And he can see its lineage from the social instinct. So a lot of this will appear in The Descent of Man, you know, in 1870s. And it's a long way from there, but the ideas are strongly delineated here.